Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In a synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came up of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and came out of and said to one another, "What is there about this, about his word? For with authority and power he commands unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today the Gospel, Jesus chasing out the unclean spirit from this man. Today our society, our world, influenced by Satan's theory. The whole world in lack of unity, enough of harmony, enough of mutual love. We go against the will of God. And that's why it's so difficult in the world to come together. Even person to person, there's more difference, small difference than we cut out of relationship with others. Jesus expects that he come to the world because humanity more united through his love. When Jesus say, "I give you the Holy Spirit," that means the spirit of love. Where there is love, there is a presence of God. Where there is no love, it's difficult to have unity, to have love, and to have presence of God. But today we all concentrate on our idea, our way of thinking, more than the will of God the Father. It's not easy to understand the will of God at times. Because to love, you have to suffer for others. You have to love, you have to sacrifice yourself. Jesus' love, his love is unconditional. Even we are not good, still Jesus giving us his word, giving us his forgiveness. It's important that we say, we tell him we want to start again. Ask Jesus to chase out the demon within ourselves. Many times when we are egoistic, when we are complaining, we have to do it by ourselves, changing ourselves. It's very hard to come together with other people. But Jesus' expectation is that he be present with us through our mutual love. Because he promised, where two or three are united in his name, you'll be in our midst. Many times we do not find the presence of Jesus in our community, in our family, because we do not love the way He loves. The way Jesus loves is unconditional. Always been the first one to love. Let us ask this special grace today. Try to be the first one to love, to forgive, to bless.